Cities across the U.S. now have to create a public list of lead water pipes. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports how Newark, Delaware is meeting the rule in a novel way.
Lead can seep into drinking water through service lines that connect to buildings and homes. The potent neurotoxin can damage brain development in children, so replacing these old pipes is crucial. The EPA estimates there are about 9 million of these lines across the country, especially in older cities. And finding them is a huge undertaking, because many cities don't even know where they are or how many exist. The city of Newark, Delaware, wants residents to help. Tim Falaski is with the city's Public Works Department. He says all you need is a magnet, a screwdriver, and a penny.
The first thing you want to do is you want to locate your water meter. You want to try to stick the magnet to your pipe. If it does not stick, then you likely have either copper or lead.
To find out if it's copper or lead, there's another step.
Next, you want to take your screwdriver and do some scraping along the pipe to see if it starts to shine. Take your penny, hold your penny alongside of it, and they should look roughly the same. Then you know you have a copper service.
Copper is safe. If the pipe is a shiny silver gray, it's lead. Take a picture, fill out a form, and let the city know. Falaski says residents who participate in the program will be entered into a raffle every 3 months. If they win, they don't have to pay their water bill for an entire year. He says giving away free water would cost the city less than if they searched for lead pipes on their own.
If we didn't get this information from the homeowners, we would spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year probably by sending our crews into your home or sending our crews out, you know, to dig the holes in the yard.
Falaski believes at least 60 to 70% of the city's service lines are not lead because many homes were built after lead pipes were banned. More than 100 schools across Delaware were reported to have lead in their water this year. That's likely because of older water fixtures. The city of Newark plans to check schools for lead pipes in the coming months. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.